The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
60% of HUD funds go to illegals? That 1 in 10 births in the U.S. are to illegals? The anchor babies born to illegals at our expense get citizenship? That less than 2% are picking crops, but 41% are on welfare? That they comprise 95% of all murder warrants in L.A.? That our politicians want to give them amnesty if they pay back taxes? What taxes? Low-skilled, low-income workers with numerous dependents don't pay taxes. They get a check for earned income tax credit? And then there's our schools. Had enough? Then join the campaign. Support is needed of every citizen to tell our president and Congress, stop it now. Call the California Coalition for Immigration Reform, toll-free, 877-NO-ILLEGALS. That's 877-NO-ILLEGALS. Or go to sayno2illegals.org before it's too late.
The U.S. has troops stationed all over the world to protect our allies against invasion. But no one is protecting us from invasion. As a result, we're losing a war we don't even know we're in. We're being conquered by Mexico. And our government at the federal, state, and local level is full of collaborators who are aiding and abetting this invasion. The time has come for ordinary tax-paying American citizens to take action to take back our country one sanctuary city at a time. My name is Walter Moore, and I'm running for mayor of Los Angeles right now. L.A. is America's second largest city. It's a sanctuary city. And wherever you live, help me win this war. Contribute to the committee to elect Walter Moore, which bought this ad so I can buy more ads and get more support to take back our city. Call 310-909-7239 or go to waltermooreformayor.com, waltermooreformayor.com.
now, a heavyweight in the fight against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating the popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. I tell you that every week, and I tell you that because you must be angry, folks. If you are not, something is wrong. You are brain dead if you're not living in the world of 2007. Now, recently, the lawless, rotten, despicable Southern Poverty Law Center compiled a list of organizations they consider to be, quote, hate groups, unquote. These were all groups fighting the illegal alien invasion of our country. And if you're a member of a group fighting for our sovereignty and your group is not on this list, you must be doing something wrong. It is a badge of honor to be placed on this list as being, quote, anti-immigrant, unquote, when we know we are not anti-immigrant, we are anti-illegal alien. And they know that, but they word it such to make us look as possibly bad as they can. They want to put us in the worst light they can put us, and it doesn't work. It backfires every time. The Southern Poverty Law Center and others who would just throw this country away are elitists, folks. One of the most dangerous groups of people in this country, elitists. Now, elitists are oblivious to this problem. You know why? Because they are unaffected by it. That's right. It's easy to be castigated by those who have never stood in our shoes. It's kind of like saying, let them eat cake. Those of us who feel the daily effects of this invasion will never have the luxury of elitism. We never will. It's hard to be elite when you have to exist in a third world atmosphere. When you live in the middle of a city and you're wakened every morning by a choir of roosters crowing from all parts of your neighborhood. When there's nowhere to park on your street because each house has 20 people living in it. When you don't sleep from Thursday night to Monday morning because of the nonstop quinceañeras and mariachi parties. It is hard to be elite when you have to compete for work with those who will work for a third of what you need to sustain your household budget. It's hard to be elite when your race is not hired by the newly arrived race. And it's really hard to be elite when you find out that your race has been targeted for extinction by violence by the new majority, as have black people right here in this town. So here's what I propose. Here's what I'm proposing. I propose a lesson in humility for all elitists. We'll call it Realism 101. And we will enroll in that class Morris D's of the Southern Poverty Law Center, one of the most despicable, rotten bastards in the world. We will put Mark Potok, his hitman of the Southern Poverty Law Center, he's one of the underbastards of the world. We'll put him on there. We'll also enroll Bill O'Reilly, Mr. Amnesty Everybody himself, on this. And we will also, just for good measure, take Alan Combs and seat him in the front row of this class. Now, that's Alan Combs of Hannity and Combs. And we will conduct the class thus. We'll get a rich benefactor. That's first. This is my fantasy, folks, but go with me on this. We'll get a rich benefactor first who has millions of dollars. He's going to give us this money. He's going to write us a check for whatever we want. We're going to go after him. We're going to get this money. And whatever these four elitist clowns live, wherever house they live in, whatever street they live in, we are going to rent the house next door. You with me? If it's an apartment, we're going to rent the apartment next door. First, we're going to paint the house chartreuse. We're going to trim it in purple, and we're going to paint the porch pink, okay? Then we're going to find the hardest of the hardcore illegal aliens we can find. We're going to get 40 or so, and we're going to give them free rent for a year. We're going to take them to Circuit City next. We're going to buy them the best, nicest, high-powered stereo equipment money can buy to make sure they get the music played properly. We'll get them various farm animals. This is in an urban setting, but we're going to get them various farm animals. We're going to get each one of them a goat. We're going to get a few chickens. You got to have a rooster. And we'll make sure that every occupant has a car that drips a minimum of 1 quart of oil each day. We're going to stuff this house with families. We're going to make sure the driveway's full of cars. We're going to make sure the lawn is full of cars. We're going to have cars parked on the sidewalk, and we're going to fill up the street in front of everybody's house. That's what we're going to do on these elitist blocks. We're going to staff this house with families, and we're going to make sure that every man and every teenage boy is well-versed in the art of grabbing his crotch when he sees a woman. We're going to make sure they know how to do that. This is our reality. This is what we deal with every day. This is our reality. This is not a stereotype. This is what we live with in our communities. It is not a joke. But these people, these Morris D's, these O'Reillys, these Alan Combs, don't understand that. They don't understand that there are people living with situations they can't hardly deal with. They're driving them crazy. But they don't care because guess what? They have an ivory tower that they exist in. They breathe air-conditioned air. They ride in limousines. They wear tuxedos. They do all this kind of stuff. And they don't have to deal with the peons. And then they stand back and they throw rocks at us and call us names. They call us elitists. They call us nativists. They call us racist. They call us all kind of names, xenophobes and everything else, because they don't understand. And we're going to make them understand. This is my fantasy. I ask that somebody grant this to me someday. And I can rub it in their face and tell them, this is what we've had to endure. This is what we've had to put up with. When your teenage daughter walks down the street and 10 grown men grab their crotch and make the ay-ay-ay-ay sound at her, then you'll know what we're talking about. And then you will understand why we are trying as hard as we can to fight to preserve this country for what it is. I have no hatred, folks. I am just angry that what we once had as Americans is slipping away. And I will fight to my last breath to make sure it doesn't. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
I'm Steve Remage, president of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. Today's message is about our county bureaucracy and how one aspect of the needless duplication of oversight effort might finally be closer to an end. Last Tuesday, the County Board of Supervisors requested a report from the new CAO on the performance of the Sheriff's Department's Office of Independent Review, the so-called OIR. The OIR might finally be asked to justify their $1.2 million annual cost, and that's good news to anyone who pays property taxes in Los Angeles County. The Office of Independent Review was added to the Sheriff's bureaucracy 7 years ago to improve the perception of accountability among our ranks. Since we are already reviewed externally by County Counsel Merrick Bob, as well as our own Internal Affairs, Internal Criminal, and FBI, OIR doesn't seem to serve any real purpose except to provide public relations cover to the Sheriff. Rather than paying lawyers to second-guess hardworking deputy sheriffs, we prefer the $1.2 million be spent on new patrol deputies in our county's underserved, unincorporated areas. That's a much more effective use of the resources. I'm Steve Remage. Please drive carefully, and thanks for listening.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we're talking about the illegal alien invasion of our country, folks. And I want to remind everybody out there that has friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. I want to welcome all the good folks listening in Las Vegas tonight, KDWN 720 AM, all the good folks in Phoenix, KFNX 1100 AM, and all the people listening on the RBN Network. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that caller number now. Those want to call, agree, disagree, but don't forget, you get back all that you give. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. Folks, as we all know, allegedly, America is a sovereign nation. Now, we have enough idiots running this so-called sovereign nation from the inside. That includes both Democrats and some Republicans. We don't need any foreign idiots contributing to the idiocy that's taking place. Now, King George Bush has made a shambles of enforcement when it comes to the illegal alien invasion. A part of his motivation was catering to and sucking up to Mexican President Vicente Fox. Fox, now that he is no longer the president of his country, is deeper in our business than he was when he was in office. That's right. Last week in a speech at Duke University, Fox, ex-presidente, said that America's quote, anti-immigration, unquote, stance promotes isolation, prevents openness and competitiveness and innovation. Anti-immigration. He knows we're not anti-immigrant. He knows we're anti-illegal alien. But he likes to use that word, as does Southern Poverty Law Center and the ACLU and all those Rasa Nazi organizations that step up and call us anti-immigrant. He knows the difference. He said, quote, the threat of this nation, speaking of America, is not immigration. The threat to this nation is isolation, end quote. Who the hell's trying to isolate? We're not trying to isolate from anybody. We're trying to keep all of your illegal aliens out of our country. End of story. Great big period. That's all. That's all we're trying to do. We are trying to preserve this country as a beacon to the world where people do want to come. And to say we are against immigration is wrong because we're letting 2 million come in here legally every year and then we don't even fight about it. 2 million people a year, more than the whole world, every country existing in combined allows to immigrate. We let 2 million people a year. But he says this anyway. He says the same old yip-yap about this country was built on immigrants. This country was built on and by Americans, and it still is. Immigrants helped, but mostly Americans built this country. I would say to this clown who did very little to fix his own country during his 6 years in office, go home. Go home and give your speeches there because nobody here gives a rat's rectum what you have to say. We don't care one iota what you have to say, F.A. Nothing. We don't care nothing about you. Why don't you go home? Because they got to listen to you there. We don't have to listen to you here. He has no status here in this country other than being King George's homeboy. That's the only thing he's got going. They're two of a kind. They both suck. But tonight, we're going to say this about El Presidente. You are the most horriblest clown of the week. Good Lord, give me a break. You know what I mean? Get out of our business and go down there and do something for your own people. You got a lot of nice, good people down there in your country. Go down there and fix what you've got. Build a country they won't run away from. That's what you ought to do. Let's get right to our guest now, folks. He's got a story to tell you you're not going to believe. Mike Rebaugh. Mike, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry. It's truly an honor to be on with you.
It is an honor to have you on, Mike. Mike is a 33-year veteran of the INS/ICE. He has served this country for a long time, protecting us, doing the work of American people, and now he's going to tell you a story about a gentleman by the name of Voorhees. Tell us what happened, Mike.
Well, Terry, this is an outrageous story. It's a kind of a lengthy one. I want to share it with you and your listeners.
We've got
this
about
a story of a courageous ICE special agent who saw, personally witnessed, and spoke out on a threat to public safety that needed to be exposed and brought into the light of public discourse. But by doing so, he's been put in the political meat grinder here in Colorado, being charged for crimes he clearly did not commit, and along the way, he has now been suspended without pay and forced to mortgage virtually everything he owns to defend himself. This case is truly an injustice.
Kind of reminds you of Ramos and Compiègne.
Very similar in some ways. The case is about Corey Voorhees, a 15-year ICE special agent, former Border Patrol agent, Army Gulf War veteran. Corey is an exceptional agent. I mentored him when he first came to Denver in the mid-90s. He's an exceptional agent, an award-winning agent, one who recently was recognized by the Undersecretary of the Department of Homeland Security for his contribution in breaking up the largest counterfeit document ring ever to be identified in the United States. Terry, this was a $35 million money laundering operation with Mexican kingpins running it, manufacturing and distributing millions, I say millions, of counterfeit Social Security cards, permanent resident cards, visas, IDs, driver's license, you name it, providing them to members of Latin Kings, MSM, Serenios, and other gang members and criminals. Corey was the lead agent in this five-year investigation that resulted in hundreds of arrests and dismantling of the organization. He risked great personal harm by putting away these dangerous criminals. What happened was Corey, during a heated and contested Colorado gubernatorial race last year between Bob Beaupre, who's a sitting U.S. congressman, and former Denver District Attorney Bill Ritter, who is now governor, Corey read and saw the Bill Ritter touted to be tough on immigration enforcement and on criminal aliens during the years he was the district attorney here in Denver. Corey, as well as other ICE agents, to include myself, knew this to be untrue and factually inaccurate. Corey, being an agent assigned to work the criminal docket in Denver District Court, witnessed hundreds of criminal aliens arrested and charged with serious felonies, only to be allowed to dispose of their case by pleading guilty to trespass on agriculture land, on farmland, if you can believe that, a charge for which an alien cannot be deported. Hundreds of these cases were disposed of this way, which concerned and gave great pause to Corey and other ICE agents, including myself, as being a dangerous threat to public safety. Many of these criminals were drug traffickers, gang members, and dangerous felons who often would be put right back on the street after their conviction. Some would be broomed over to ICE for removal without a serious felony conviction in the case of Mexicans, pirouette at the border and return to the U.S. to commit additional crimes. Corey saw firsthand this two-tier system of justice, one for aliens and the other for everyone else. Corey is a dedicated agent who feels very strongly in upholding his sworn oath to enforce the immigration laws of the United States. Corey was angered to see a candidate from either party claiming to be tough on immigration and tough on criminal aliens when, in fact, their policy of catch and release was endangering all of us. Corey decided that he would take action, and his action was to contact Congressman, U.S. Congressman Bob Beaupre's office to report the inaccuracies of what Bill Ritter was claiming. He simply told Beaupre's office to do a public record search at the Denver District Court and key in on serious felony arrests that were disposed of with pleas to trespass in agriculture farmland. Approximately 1 month later, Terry, Beaupre's office contacted Agent Corey Voorhees with 10 names they believed to be criminal aliens having received agriculture trespass pleas.
And this was just a public search?
Right.
Okay.
It was a public search with no Privacy Act consideration because they were all illegal aliens or suspected. They asked Corey to determine whether the aliens were lawfully or unlawfully in the U.S., which Corey did. Corey knew illegal aliens are not protected under Privacy Act, and the criminal information on them is a matter of public record. Corey ran the checks to include NCIC queries and reported back to Beaupre with only information relating to lawful or unlawful status. Corey did share with them that a guy by the name of Walter Noel Ramo, a Honduran heroin trafficker who was arrested here in Denver, was given the plea, the same plea, and after the conviction was released to the street only to subsequently be found in California and charged with sex assault on a minor using another name. The information was clearly provided by Corey's to bring the Denver DA's dangerous practice of catch and release, which threatened public safety, into the public domain. Corey had nothing to personally gain and everything to personally lose by doing this. It was the right thing to do.
Absolutely.
And Terry, the Beaupre campaign releases the information in an attack ad against Ritter without Corey knowing it. 2 days later, the Denver DA's office is running criminal history for Walter Noel Rommel on the NCIC. The Denver DA's office is doing it with no apparent reason or justification for doing so. The same day, the Denver DA's office ran the NCIC query on Rommel. Ritter's campaign office contacts the Colorado Bureau of Investigation to file a formal complaint that someone had unlawfully accessed the NCIC computer. A formal letter to the CBI director from Ritter's campaign requesting a criminal investigation was delivered to the CBI the next day. All I can say is it's the pot calling the kettle black.
Mm-hmm.
Of interest is that on October 4th of 06, a Harris County, that's outside of Houston, Texas district attorney investigator, also ran the exact same person, Walter Noel Rommel, on the NCIC. It was later learned that a private investigator in Harris County, Texas, was on contract with the Bob Beaupre campaign. On October 25th of 07, 1 year after the events of the Colorado gubernatorial election, Corey Voorhees was charged in the United States District Court here in Denver with three misdemeanor counts of, quote, intentionally exceeding authorized access to a computer and obtaining information from an agency of the United States. The charges allege that on two separate dates, while acting outside his official capacity as an immigration and customs agent, He retrieved criminal histories of various individuals by using an ICE computer to access a database into the NCIC system. In fact, Corey accessed the NCIC database to check the immigration status of foreign nationals whom he reasonably suspected to be unlawfully present in the United States and for other legitimate law enforcement purposes. This is in his job description, and as a senior special agent in the Department of Homeland Security and what he gets paid to do, this is exactly what he gets paid to do. Criminal histories are available to the public and are not confidential. What is of interest is that of the three persons running the same NCIC query on this Honduran, within days of each other, the only person who had justification and legal jurisdiction to do so was Corey. However, Corey is the only one who has been charged or even investigated.
Unbelievable.
On October 25th, Corey of this year was suspended by ICE and put on leave with pay. 13 days later, he was served with papers stating that his security clearance had been suspended and that he has been placed on leave without pay.
Unbelievable. How's his family doing?
They're not doing well. He's not doing well. Unfortunately, he has some illness now. Based upon this, that I'm not at liberty to discuss.
But, I can just imagine. I mean, this is stressful.
This is absolutely tragedy. This is clearly, Terry, a case of political reprisal against a dedicated ICE agent who, with nothing to personally gain, brought into the public discourse a threat to public safety based upon a bad policy decision by Bill Ritter. Agent Voorhees is now the poster child of how the political machine can destroy a great agent and his impeccable reputation for having the courage to speak out on an unpopular topic, immigration enforcement. There is absolutely no reason other than politics for this man to be persecuted and punished in federal court. The criminal charges and leave without pay clearly suggest that this is an attempt to crush Corey into submission and is an attempt to destroy his will to defend himself, at the same time bankrupt the man into submission rather than allowing him to prove his innocence. The fact remains, rather than having criminal charges filed against this man, he should have been handled administratively by ICE with an internal affairs investigation.
Mike, this is typical of what's happening to our law enforcement now. This is typical of what's going on to the guys out here protecting us. I want you to hold on. We're coming up on a hard break here. We're going to be back after the break. This is outrageous, folks. This is what's going on. We're going to play our clip now. We want you to hear our clip from Senior Augustine Cebeda of the Brown Berets Dasslein. We play this every week so people can understand just what he thinks of you Americans, especially you white folks, to let you know how he feels about you and how you should feel about him.
I was Dean Savada, the Brown Berets. We're here today to show LA, show the minority people here, the Anglo-Saxons, that we are here, the majority. We're here to stay. We do the work in this city. We take care of the spoiled brat children. We clean their offices. We pick the food. We do the manufacturing in the factories of LA. We are the majority here. And we are not going to be pushed around. We're here in Westwood. This is the fourth time we've been here in the last 2 months to show white, Anglo-Saxon, Protestant, LA, the few of you who remain, that we are the majority. And we claim this land is ours. It's always been ours. And we're still here. And none of this talk about deporting. If anybody's going to be deported, it's going to be you.
Go back to Simi Valley, you skunks! Go back to Woodland Hills! Go back to Boston! Go back to the Plymouth Rock, you pilgrims! Get out! We are the future! You're old and tired! Go on! We have beaten you! Leave like beaten rats!
You old white people, it is your duty to die!
Even their own ethicists say that they should die. They have a duty to die. They're taking up too much space, too much air. We are the majority in L.A. There's over 7 million Mexicans in L.A. County alone. We are the majority. And you're going to see every day more and more of it as we manifest as our young people grow up and graduate from high school, go on to college and start taking over this society. Our people are the vast majority of people are under the age of 15 years old. Right now, we're already controlling those elections, whether it's through violence or nonviolence, through love of having children, we're going to take over.
Raza Fuerza, this is Aslan, this is Mexico.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Of the establishment of a Palestinian state.
For hot talk in cool weather, keep it here. 870 KRLA. Intelligent, conservative talk radio.
The U.S. has troops stationed all over the world to protect our allies against invasion. But no one is protecting us from invasion. As a result, we're losing a war we don't even know we're in. We're being conquered by Mexico. And our government at the federal, state, and local level is full of collaborators who are aiding and abetting this invasion. The time has come for ordinary tax-paying American citizens to take action to take back our country one sanctuary city at a time. My name is Walter Moore, and I'm running for mayor of Los Angeles right now. L.A. is America's second largest city. It's a sanctuary city. And wherever you live, help me win this war. Contribute to the committee to elect Walter Moore, which bought this ad so I can buy more ads and get more support to take back our city. Call 310-909-7239 or go to waltermooreformayor.com, waltermooreformayor.com.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we're talking about the illegal alien invasion. We've got some story on it tonight. This is Mike Rebow talking about Corey Voorhees, and it's just amazing to me what our government is doing to some of the members of our law enforcement, and these are the guys that protect us, folks. These are the guys that hold the line. They got their finger in the dike, you know what I mean? And look what our government is doing to them. And it's not everybody in our government. It's just a certain few who want to retaliate against those who want law and order in this country. So tell us, Mike, what's the situation with him and his family?
Well, a legal defense fund has been set up, and there's a website I'd like to give to you.
Absolutely.
Yes, it's www.corey, with a C, coreylegaldefense.com. And you'll find that anyone who's interested in contributing to his legal defense, it's absolutely enormous for this poor man with a wife and two young children. He's only 38 years old, for God's sakes, and he had a whole career ahead of him, and this happens.
Well, what we're going to do, Mike, we're going to put his website up on our homepage, on our website.
Please.
Permanently until this is resolved. How's
Thank
that
you.
Sound?
He needs all the help
Absolutely.
He can get.
We will do that. Give that website out again.
It's www.coreylegaldefense.com.
Mike, I really appreciate
Terry,
you coming
what
on.
What needs to be done, I just want to share with this
sure.
before I leave.
Sure.
A federal grand jury should be impaneled to investigate this matter to the fullest extent and to identify what happened and whether others should be charged.
Absolutely.
That's what needs to be done.
He needs his day in court. That's what he needs to give his side. Well, let the grand jury convene and see who did what. That's
exactly.
what it's all about.
Thank you.
Mike, thanks so much for taking
your
time
Gary.
With us. We're going to stay in touch with you and find out what's going on. We want to know.
I'll keep you posted.
All right,
thank
buddy. You take
Good
care.
Night.
All right. Mike Rebau, folks, what a story. You know, unbelievable. Unbelievable that our government would do this to this guy. And we're going to, like I said, we're going to get that up on our website. Tom, maybe over on the right side, you know where I mean, and we'll have it up there permanently so that people can go there and get it. Our books are going, folks. I think we got 6 or 7 left, Fighting Immigration Anarchy, greatest book ever written on the illegal alien invasion by our buddy Dan Sheehy. We want to get rid of all of them. $100 donation, you can get a copy of this book signed by 4 people who are involved, Dan, who wrote it, naturally, and 3 people who are mentioned have chapters about them in the book. So I've signed it, and Barbara and Lupe Moreno has signed it. It's really a good book, folks. You can use it as a textbook when instructing people on what the problem is, especially those ignorant Americans who don't seem to get it. This book is perfect for that. I'm not just saying that because we're trying to use it as a promotion. I said that even when we had Dan on when he first wrote the book. It is a fabulous book, Fighting Immigration Anarchy. Proud to be 1 more week left. Anybody that wants $100 donation, send it in this week, and we will get them right out to you. All the other books have been mailed. Those of you who requested a book from us, you must request the book too, folks. You must say, please send me the book. And all those have requested them up until the mail as of today. Those books will be going out this week for sure. So we want to thank you. And I want to remind you, folks, you may want to donate PayPal. If you donate PayPal, whether it's for the book or not, we get a lot of donations, all different sizes, through PayPal. If you want to use PayPal, that's great. It's a quick way for you to donate to the show. If you use PayPal and want the book, send me an email saying that you donated with PayPal, and we'll get you the book that way. Just send me an email with your name and address so we'll know what to do. But we want to thank everybody who has donated so far. We do need your help to stay on the air, folks. And if you want to get a book or you just want to send us a donation, send it to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643. That's the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. I'll give that out at the end of the show in case you don't have a pencil handy. We are now going to get right to our callers. Thanks for hanging around, folks. We appreciate it. Let's get to George. Calling from Tampa, Florida. George, what do you hear? What do you say?
Well, all I'm saying is December 3rd, Compius and Ramos case gets appealed.
Yes, it does. And that's when the rubber meets the road, folks. We're going to see what happens. And with this newly acquired information where this guy they shot, he's just been recently arrested for new crimes, that should have a huge bearing on the appeal. And if it doesn't, something's wrong. I mean, this is information. Had it been given at the trial, they probably would have never been convicted in the first place.
Well, I hope they're home by Christmas.
I do too, George. I really do. It is very important. We need to see them home. These are American heroes.
Well, also, I say I'm asking our listeners, if anybody like in the Border Patrol Union can set up a fund where we can, if they're not home by Christmas, we can send money that their families can go see their husbands at Christmas.
Well, I don't know about Compion's wife. I know Ramos's wife is fairly close now. She can get there a little easier than she did before when he was down in Yazoo City. But I know that Roger Hedgecock from Kogo down in San Diego really organized a nice fundraiser for them. But they can always use more help, folks. So I agree with George. That would be a worthwhile effort. George, thanks for the call, buddy. Call me again.
Thank you, Terry.
All right. Let's go to Tom, calling from Winnetka, California. Tom, what do you hear? What do you say?
Oh, hi, Terry. How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Oh, I get so frustrated. I heard Mitt Romney talking to Glenn Beck the other day. And the one thing I get from people like Mitt Romney and all the rest of them is they don't have any passion on illegal immigration.
None.
He didn't sound like he was going to do anything for Ramos or Compion. And the media, it's like the elephant in the room that the media refuses to touch. They don't bring it up in the debates. this is like the biggest issue, and they will rarely ever bring it up.
Tom, it's the elephant. It's the elephant in the room, and they're going to have to bring it up. But here's the thing that gets me. You know, I hear Republicans say, well, we're going to go with the guy that gets the nomination because he's better than Hillary. Well, okay, fine. But now, a year before the election, Tom, a year before the election, now is the time to pick a guy who's really better than Hillary.
Oh, and you know something? I don't hear any of the TV broadcast, I'm sorry, not the TV, the radio, even the conservative ones, talking up Tancredo or Hunter.
Can you imagine a president like Tom Tancredo? Can you imagine?
Oh, that would solve so many of our problems.
Oh, Duncan Hunter. Can you imagine Duncan Hunter as the president of the United States
and
Tancredo as his vice president?
Oh, that would be great.
And
I mean, we have someone who actually wants to do something for
absolutely.
This.
And these guys are fabulous on every issue. It's just that they do the thing that you just mentioned the others won't do. They do talk about this issue, and they do it with passion, and they do it with knowledge. They understand it because they basically live it. One's from Colorado, one's from California. They understand it, Thomas. They understand what we're going through. The others do not. I would love to see Duncan Hunter as the president or Tom Tancredo. Either one.
They would be great for this country.
Absolutely. I agree.
And you know something? 30 years after the oil embargo, we're still under Arab oil, and we have a moron for president. I don't know what to say.
We do have a moron for a president. Either that or he's the smartest crook in the world. I don't know. Either either way, we're getting stuck.
We are. We're getting shafted.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Terry.
Take care. Let's go to Evelyn calling from Irvine. Evelyn, what do you hear? What do you say?
Oh, Terry, that's a sad story about that agent.
Isn't that sad?
It is shocking.
Here we go again.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm calling in for Barbara Coe. She's unable to call tonight about the meeting coming up on Wednesday, the 28th. Of this month. And this is the California Coalition for Immigration Reform meeting, Wednesday the 28th at 7:30 p.m., Garden Grove Women's Club, 9501 Chapman Avenue, corner of Gilbert in the city of Garden Grove. And the speakers are Ted Hilton, the author of the California Real ID Act, and Tony Doles, the proponent. This is a petition drive, also known as Anchors Away, because since states issue birth certificates, it defines California-issued birth certificates as denying U.S. citizenship to children born of illegal aliens, those pesky jackpot anchor babies. And you know, Terry, for a long time you've talked about jackpot babies.
Absolutely.
And there have been bills in Congress since 1995 to correctly define citizenship birthright, first with Brian Bilbray. And those weasels in Congress never mustered enough sponsors all these years.
H.R. 7, I remember it well.
H.R. 7.
Yep.
So come to the CCIR meeting, hear all about it. You can get all the information at CCIR.net, CCIR.net. And for more information about us, call toll-free 877-NO-ILLEGALS. And, Terry, we had a great March for America yesterday in
Fantastic. Westwood. Fantastic. I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah, it was very exciting. A lot of good speakers.
Great. All right, Ev, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Take care. Let's go to John calling from Little Rock, Arkansas. John, what do you hear? What do you say?
Terry, how you doing?
Pretty good, buddy.
I'm fighting the invasion here in the city of Little Rock.
Good for you.
Terry, I want to extend an open invitation for you to be a guest on the Deanne Burley Show. I am her field producer here for Little Rock, Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to her, and I told her you need more airtime. And she's going to contact you real soon.
Okay.
I want to clarify something.
Sure.
We got a problem here, and it's big. Our so-called county administrators in the city of Little Rock, Mayor Mark Stoller, they have a problem with the county jail situation. They got too many inmates, but they don't want to give out who are those inmates statistic-wise.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That sounds familiar.
Well, they want to have a sales tax to fund more beds. Well, I know who's increasing the jail population, Terry, but we ain't called any names.
Illegal aliens.
Thank you.
There you go.
Now, I fight these people, and I fight Mayor Mark Stoller and City Manager Brian Day and Bruce Moore and them all the time on this issue because I'm homeless, Terry. And they don't want to look at the truth that homelessness in this city as a result of bringing in all these illegal aliens.
Ted, I don't know if you've ever heard of Ted Hayes, John, But Ted Hayes has been fighting that homeless fight here for a lot of years here in the city of Los Angeles. And Ted makes that tie-in all the time between homelessness in Los Angeles and illegal aliens in Los Angeles. He has made that point many times, and he does it well. And he's absolutely right. If it wasn't for the illegal aliens here, it'd be less and less people who didn't have work. When I look out here, man, I see these black folks out here in the street pushing these shopping carts, picking up these aluminum cans and all this kind of stuff. I get angry. Now, there's a lot of people that don't want to work, okay? But there's a lot of them who do and cannot get work, and that angers me. And it shouldn't be that way. We should be taking care of home, family first before we start reaching out to people outside our borders. And that's what we've done. We've allowed the whole world to come in here any kind of way and any kind of time they want to and take part of the American dream that should be going to American citizens.
Well, Terry, I want to get one more point in here, right?
Yes, sir.
My friends have asked me not to tie the two together, but unfortunately, 2 years ago, I was sitting on the bench whining about this problem before I got on my butt and did something about it. And I want to plug my website. It's fightfortruth.vve.com. That's fightfortruth.vve.com. And you will see how I fight these people. And I only got nothing but a lot of coins on my toes, and I'm not funded. I'm just one person who said, hey, I had enough.
It's not easy to get any funds nowadays, but we have to fight for money to stay on the air, John, but I know your predicament. What's your website one more time?
It's fightfortruth.vve.com. That's fightfortruth.vve.com. And I thank you, Terry. And look here, let's get some justice for those two agents.
Yep, that's important. John,
we
thanks.
Don't want no pardon. We want the case thrown out. And then, Terry, I want them to file one of the biggest lawsuits, get all the money.
Absolutely. Bend them over and take it from them. Thanks for the call, John. Call me again, buddy.
Thank you.
Let us go to Anita, calling from San Jose. Anita, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi. okay. As usual, a lot of stuff to say, not enough time. But I was watching the news in Spanish, and the program is El Rojo Vivo, and that was November 15th. And they were showing people living in Escondido Wilderness, illegal aliens living, actually hiding in the bushes and under, you know, trees and whatever. And they have makeshift living, whatever they are, tents. Well, guess what? The fires that you guys had down there that were so bad and people died and lost so much in property, in damages and all. Well, it just occurred to me, these people have candles. They lit candles to their saints right in by the trees, you know, by the brush where they live, and they are cooking also in there. So if you cannot attribute these fires to these people right now, then I don't know. I mean, that's clear to me as water. I understand that a child lit up one of these fires, so he said.
Allegedly.
Playing with matches. But there were more than one fire.
There was plenty of fires. There was plenty of fires.
Well, I'm telling you, they show this. See, they were not talking about the fires. They were talking about how these poor people that are abused by the United States because, oh, they had to sacrifice so much, and they talk about them like if they should have a monument, built in their name because of all these things that they have to endure. Well, they don't have to. Nobody is bringing them here to endure any of that.
No, they come on their own.
I personally feel I'm a victim. I'm a victim of them.
We all are, Anita. We're all victims.
At this point. But, but right now, I'm telling you, those fires, I would not be one bit surprised. And it should be reported to the fire department so they start looking in there. Those people that were charred in the fire that they determined that they were illegal aliens, that's probably where one of the fires started.
Yeah, it was. You know, I heard Rick Sanchez on CNN say the other day that we lure these people to the country. We bring them here.
No.
They come here. They lace up those shoes one morning and say, you know what, I'm going to invade these people's country. They come on their own. They are responsible for their own movements. I have sent for nobody, Anita, ever in my life, and neither have you. We have sent for nobody. Yeah, there's employers who employ these people, but don't put that on me. I've never employed any of them, and that's what makes me angry. Anita, thanks for the call. As usual, call me again.
All right, ciao, ciao.
Take care. All right, let's go to Pete, calling from Northern California. Pete, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hey, Terry, how's it going?
Pretty good, buddy.
Hey, I just want to report that Northern California, the law enforcement officials have had a record year in pulling pot plants, mostly out of federal land and national forests, and pretty much every single instance they say, yeah, it's Mexican nationals, and a lot of that's MS-13. A lot of that doesn't get on the news. But I noticed one thing that's really funny is they find ammunition that's left behind and
tents
and water bottles. And now they've been finding a whole lot of disposable diapers and stuff. So now the illegal immigrants
bring in their family.
Are not only growing
family values
fields and stuff, but they're raising babies in there. And lately I just heard that now they've gone, whenever they get kicked out of the forest, now they're starting meth labs because they can get it with chemicals and
you know, you go to a national forest here, or to a national park, you take your life in your hands. Because
yeah,
there's been stories of people who have
deer hunting season now,
yeah.
And a lot of the deer hunters are saying that they won't go way out in the outback like they used to because, you know, they're running with fully automatic weapons.
If you stumble across one of these operations, you're in trouble.
Yeah,
you got to shoot your way out. Their ordinance is a whole lot better than a hunter's ordinance. You know what I mean? So, Pete, thanks for the call, buddy.
All right, Terry, keep up the good work, bro.
Thank you, sir. He's absolutely right, folks. That is a huge problem. They are using our national forests now, our national parks to grow weed, to cook meth. It is unbelievable. I mean, you know, who would have ever thought to have a marijuana forest in a national park? People usually do that in their house or in their yard. You know what I mean? They're not going to go do it in the national forest. But guess what? The land belongs to the public. So who's going to get caught? And they will defend it. They will defend it with firearms. Let's go to Robert, calling from Santa Barbara. Robert, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Well, I want to say we got to block the illegal alien vote. Somebody has to go to Congress and walk in on the floor and say, listen, no more absentee ballots because they're mailing in many as they can. You get 30 million people voting five times, that's 150 million.
You know, Robert, I've said for years they need to get rid of the absentee ballot.
But when you walk in personally, you got to run to, in Arizona, here's what they do. They walk in personally, they just go, here, thank you, they give you a card. Verify the document. They're giving them fake IDs and fake Social Security numbers and say, okay, here, Mary Poppins, you can vote. And then they're voting multiple times. It's a national emergency. It don't matter what you think. If we don't block that illegal vote, we're dead in the water. We got somebody, Tan Cody, somebody, call every congressman. Somebody's got to bring that to the floor because I'd rather have a picture ID verified that the person's really legal and allowed to vote than the driver's license. They can drive down the road butt naked as far, with no ID as far as I'm concerned.
Well,
between one of the two.
You have a point. You have a point, Robert. Voting is one of our most precious things, and if we don't protect that, we're going to be in trouble. Robert, thanks for the call, buddy. All right, let's go to Greg calling. Oh, let's go to Ron. Ron's been waiting along. Ron from L.A. Ron, what do you hear? What do you say?
Yeah, Calderon suddenly is telling the U.S. Congress what to do, and he's saying this, say the man respect for Mexico and Mexicans, and he's saying that Mexicans have contributed a lot to the United States. You know what I have to say to Calderon? I'm going to make this short since I know you have other callers. If he thinks that they're contributing so much, let him take the people here, these illegals with the jackpot babies, take them back there and see how much they contribute there.
Ron,
Mexico.
Ron, that is basic logic. If they contribute so much to us, why would you want them here? Why wouldn't you want them contributing at home?
I know. This guy thinks people are stupid.
Well, why wouldn't he be telling us what to do? Every president since my lifetime that I can remember from that country has been telling our president and our people what we should be doing. He's no different, and they all do it. You know, I think he's a little better person than Fox was, but nonetheless, he's still dictating to us what we should be doing, and that's horrible. Ron, thanks for the call, buddy.
Jerry.
Take care. Let's go to Greg calling from Reno. Greg, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hey, Terry, you forgot one thing, and that was to take a sledgehammer to the mufflers of all of those cars parked next to the leprechaun's house.
My bad. I always forget, you know what I mean? I always leave something out, but you're right. That's the one thing we need to do. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Thanks, Greg.
I was asked to give out a phone number for anybody that wants to run against Loretta Sanchez.
I give it out.
714-864 7241, and I'm thinking of running myself.
Maybe we should.
I think I could do a lot better job than she has.
Well, we wouldn't do any worse, that's for sure. Greg, thanks for the call, buddy. Let's go to Tommy calling from Oceanside. Tommy, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time, buddy.
Hey, it's good to be back on. Hey, they won't even. I write to the paper here, the North County Times, and the editor told me they're not putting me in the paper anymore, which is against freedom of the press. I told the guy, and my freedom of speech.
What reason did he give you, Tom? Tommy! What reason did he give you?
He gave me. He just told me he's not putting me in no more.
No reason.
Period. And the North County Times, they don't like it because I tell the truth. Now, listen, you've got a misconception. They're not here just to get work. They figured out the system in the United States. They're all up here on welfare. The thing that bothers me, Terry, is there's thousands and thousands of American citizens living on the streets. These Mexicans got 3-4 families in an apartment. They're all on welfare. They're all on food stamps. That's exactly what's going on. And nobody, they keep saying they're here to get work. No, they're not. They're here to collect benefits from the United States and to
rape this country.
United States billions and billions and billions and more billions. And
I agree, Tommy. And Tommy, they know how to work the system. It's almost like they get taught in their native country before they get here how to work the system. They say that the husband doesn't live in the house. The wife's been deserted.
That's right.
The husband
and
does live in the house.
They got wedding rings, but they got 4 kids apiece, 3 in an apartment. We've got to start inland enforcement and deportation immediately and cut off every penny to anybody that comes in this country illegally.
All right, Tommy.
Nothing,
thanks.
Not a penny.
Thanks for the call, buddy.
Thank you.
You're right, man. Right on the money. Let's go to Steve calling from West Covina. Steve, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
How you doing? I just wanted to tell everybody that being a white person in the San Gabriel Valley in the 80s, I was never able to get work because all these employers wanted to hire was Hispanic.
Right.
Then in the 90s, I finally found a job driving a taxi. And did that for a while, and I had to move to back east to find a job, over the table that would pay hourly.
Steve,
and now I'm disabled and I'm on Social Security, and all the Hispanics that work for Social Security Administration here in California do not want to give Social Security to a disabled white person or any American,
yep.
Period. People that are American,
Steve,
they just want to give it to Hispanics.
Steve, your story is so common, and I hear it all the time. It is really sad. And now it's not just California anymore. Now that story of being not able to get a job and being mistreated by government workers is all across the country. Steve, I got to go. It's the end of the show. Call me again, buddy.
Okay, bye.
Take care. Sorry, folks, no more calls. We're at the end of the show. But let me just say this to you. Let's not forget Mr. Voorhees, Corey Voorhees. It is very important. We got 2 great columns this week by The Swings on our website, Stacked Debate, and On This Thanksgiving Day. Great stuff. You can read on our website this week from The Swings. I want to remind you, we need your help to stay on the air. Please send your donations to The Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. This is the time of the year when our donations really get thin, folks. So this is when we really need you most of all, when people think about the holidays and forget about us. I want to thank my engineer, Alex Cano. Here's a guy I want to send to the Engineer Summer Olympics. This guy is flawless. He's the greatest engineer I've ever had, and we love him. I want to thank Mel for taking your calls, my producer, Michael Wolner. I want to remind you about Kevin James every weeknight right here on KRLA at 9 p.m. Stick around for Loris Rascala Live. Boy, has she got a guest tonight. Unbelievable. I want to remind you to buy something American this week, folks. Without us, our American workers will be gone, and we cannot allow that to happen. Don't forget those 3 websites we talk about every week, theterryandersonshow.com. Don't forget our good buddy Rusty Childress at immigrationbuzz.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, americanpatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All-American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week. As usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. The Berkey.